Welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode. Here you are at Wednesday night pub trivia at your local, the Worm and Grunter. You're enjoying a nice pint of a blackberry yuzu sour. You're ready to win that $100 food and beverage voucher. You think tonight is probably the night for the Quizlamic state. Do you get it? All right. Looks like our first question is up. Andrew, do you know what the capital of France is?
No.
Fuck.
How long do we get to answer these?
Look, it's all right. I know it. It's Paris. All right. It's a tricky one. Yeah, it's not really. It's not what you think it would be. It's all right. I've got it.
Geography is not my strong point.
Maybe film. Who starred as Barbie in the 2023 blockbuster Barbie?
Oh, I can tell you this. Bloody Ryan Gosling should have won the Oscar.
Oh my, you're so right. You're so right. But it was Margot Robbie.
I believe it was Margot Robbie who is currently Mpreg.
Oh, that's good to know.
Mpreg, yeah. Margot Robbie? Yep. She's pregnant.
Writing that down.
She is. Just pregnant.
The M is for Margot. The preg is for pregnant.
All right, great. It's going well. Next question's a little bit tricky. Which 2015 action role-playing game features the city of Yharnam, whose inhabitants are infected by a blood-borne disease?
Oh. Theo? Oh, hey. Am I part of this?
Yeah, you're part of this. Theo, hey.
You've been at the table.
You're a gamer. You're kind of a gamer.
Hey. Yeah.
It's the STD game.
I've heard you say Bloodborne, but it's just that Dave brought a girl from work that he's been seeing for a few weeks. We just met her. She thinks it's Mario Kart. So how confident are you on Bloodborne as maybe like out of 100?
I don't know what.
She's also quite loud. Like, she's talking a lot louder than you, and there's like 14 of her. So, like,
I think it's Bloodborne now that you mention it.
Do you think Dave's less likely to get laid if he doesn't go with Mario Kart?
Yeah, like, she might like feel like unwelcome. So, I think she should probably go with Mario Kart. Mario's Kart. All right. Which action star wrote and starred in the 1986 film Cobra? Anybody?
Sylvester Stallone.
Really? Oh, like, because, like, I brought Jared from my CrossFit gym here. He's kind of like a big movie guy. He reckons it was Jeremy Renner.
Yeah.
I kind of want Jared to feel included. Like, it's his first time here. He's kind
Jeremy
of a weird
Renner
guy.
Would have been a child at the time, but also, I guess we all sort of agree that he is preternaturally talented.
86. He was probably alive in 86. Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah. And honestly, Jeremy Renner's got more talent in his pinky than I do in my whole body. Who's to say what he could or couldn't have written?
Yeah, chameleon.
So true. All right, I'm going to go with Jeremy Renner. Great.
Put it down.
You guys having fun tonight at pub trivia?
I can't wait to hear the scores, and I wish I could buy a gun.
Pub trivia is one like kind of thing that, like, I've only ever done once, and we won, and I have no intention of ever doing it again. It's like playing poker at the casino. Came out like $150 ahead. I'm like, you know what?
Don't ever go back.
I am the greatest poker player of all time.
Don't try to get that feeling again, because the next time you go, it won't happen that way.
Yeah, I'm also terrible at trivia.
That's why, like, every time I'm anywhere near the pokies, I'm like, let me at those pokies.
Really? Because, you're a pokies guy.
Well, no, that's the point. Like I'm so rarely in the same space as a pokey that I'm like, I bet if I put $5 in that.
Yeah.
Just win.
The odds
You'd probably
would
be the
just
greatest.
Be.
Yeah.
It's the same way that I hold on to the belief that buying one lotto ticket every now and then is kind of like the same odds as buying a bunch of them every week, you know?
Yeah, the odds are zero.
The odds are just zero. Like, they're just zero.
Yeah.
Unless you happen to work at the place.
Unless somebody shows you their winning ticket.
Not one shot, one opportunity.
Is this a winning ticket? And I get the chance to say,
No.
Probably not.
No, that's hey, one the that costs
odds,
you money.
The odds are against you, buddy. Don't even bother scratching it. You know, don't waste the time. Don't give yourself RSI scratching it off.
Yeah, scratching off your ticket. Waste of time.
Get me to scan it for you, brother. Boop. Nope, it's a dud. It's a
just
dud.
Get on sports.
Having to turn the volume down real quick because like ding, 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 ding.
Just get on sports.
Yeah, ignore
put on
that.
An insane multi and you're still far more likely to win than you're likely to win the Powerball.
Hmm. More you likely know? That there's some sort of freak occurrence during a sporting event.
It's yeah. such a good. It's such a good business model to be like, hey, you guys give us like some of your money, and then we just take all of that money and we give less of it back.
Yeah, it's a perfect business model.
Like,
apparently, in the United States, I don't know if this is the same in Australia. I find it hard to believe that it is. Apparently, in the US, it is legal for an athlete to bet on the outcome of a game that they are playing in that as long as they're betting on themselves to win.
Absolutely insane. I'm pretty sure that's not legal here at all.
Yeah. I've seen a bit of stuff about like MMA fighters betting on themselves to win by like particular outcome. By going, oh, I bet I'm going to like submit
oh, but
this
that
guy.
Changes that's even the more outcome, dodgy, right? Yeah. Like that's like.
Well, I mean, right. like you have to actually make it happen, and the other guy's
yeah,
pretty actively trying to stop you from doing it.
Yeah, but he's going for that kind of win, right? Whereas he might not go for that so hard.
That kind of win. That seems really dodgy.
And I guess, of course, there is also the opportunity that you say, chat to your opponent beforehand and say, what if we were to place a large bet? What if I placed a large bet on myself to win by this match?
And I gave you a cut.
Extremely unlikely outcome.
What if you got a little on the side? Yeah.
Yeah. What could go wrong, you know?
Yeah. I mean, Australian cricket teams have a long and fine history of match fixing. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's normal. True.
Even our beloved War Brothers.
Yeah.
Well, if there's one thing we love more than sports in this country, it's gambling on sports. You know?
That's right.
That's beautiful. That's a thing of beauty.
Hey, the Pokies. You know what I'd like to do with them?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You'd like to blow up the Pokies?
Well, I'm going to hit him with a lead pipe right, first and then blow up the
Don't know
Pokies.
The guy from the Whitlam's name.
Tim Friedman.
There you go. All right, Tim Friedman.
There you go.
Yep. That's right, folks. We haven't had one in quite a while, but it's time to figure out what we would like to strike with a lead pipe.
With a lead pipe. She's mighty angry, ready to start a fight. She's seeing red, she's swinging lead. Gonna hit you in the head.
It's been a hot minute.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Have we all had a little think about what we'd like to crush with a heavy lead pipe?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Theo, would you like to lead us off here?
I can. This one's from Ars Technica. Hydrogels can learn to play Pong.
Huh.
Hmm.
Well, I don't need them learning anything else.
Yeah. So, this research team has gotten non-living materials called hydrogels to learn to play by remembering previous patterns of electrical stimulation. Says some nerds, our research shows that even simple materials can exhibit complex adaptive behaviors typically associated with living systems or sophisticated AI, said Chief Nerd. This opens up exciting possibilities for developing new types of smart materials that can learn and adapt to their environment.
Nah,
they shouldn't be doing that.
Beat it up.
Yeah. Bully it so it
beat
doesn't.
That thing.
You don't need to make like Skynet lube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
don't want robot gels. That's fucked up.
Hydrogels are soft, flexible, biphasic materials. So, they can't drive, whatever else they do, that swell but do not dissolve in water. So, a hydrogel may contain a large amount of water but still maintain its shape, making it useful for a bunch of different stuff, Apparently, that's what soft contact lenses are made out of. In April, Hayashi, this same guy, co-authored a paper showing that hydrogels can learn to beat in rhythm with an external pacemaker, something previously only achieved with living cells. So, again, don't do that, hydrogel. Mm-hmm. That's our thing.
Hey, don't. Hey,
knock that off.
Stop it.
Yep. So, the system kept a memory of that resonant oscillation period and could retain that memory even when the pacemaker was turned off.
A machine to have memory like that.
Well, they're going to get it to remember more stuff. Teach it how to remember the cycle from primer. I always forget. I don't know what it means. So they were inspired partly by a 2020 study in which brain cells in a dish dubbed dish brain, lead pipe, lead piping that thing straight away.
You get to smash up the dish too, which is kind of a nice bonus, little Greek wedding kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he can feel it.
A dish with some brain in it?
Yep. Blam!
That's you a, think you're that's Greek a wedding plus that thing. Pipe feel. Yeah. So, they electrically stimulate it in such a way as to create useful feedback loops, enabling them to, quote-unquote, learn to play Pong, albeit badly.
Yeah, I bet I'd win.
Yeah, I bet I'd beat that thing. So, you want to hit the scientists in the skull with a pipe?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, basically, they just sort of, like, repeat feedback patterns depending on where the ball is, and this gel then, like, responds with its own feedback patterns, and can, like, move the paddle around, reached its maximum potential for accuracy in 20 minutes compared to 10 minutes for the dish brain, so can't even compete with some brain in a dish. The authors attribute this to the arm movement essentially mapping out a memory of all motion over time, exhibiting what appears to be emergent memory functions within the material itself. Perhaps the next step will be to, quote-unquote, teach the hydrogels to align the paddle in such a way that the rallies go on indefinitely. No, the next step is to smash that with a lead pipe.
Yeah, smash it up.
Pong is our holy text.
Beat that thing.
They are not permitted.
That's for humans.
That's for humans.
That's a thing we made for us.
We made that by humans for humans.
Ideally, you hit it with
a monkey at a push.
Maybe. I'd enjoy playing it with a monkey.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, Andrew.
Ideally, you hit it with a pipe and it kind of splatters into some smaller pieces around the room. Then I walk around the room with a can of hairspray and a cigarette lighter.
Yes.
And I just immolate each individual patch around the room to make sure that we're all kind of done and dusted there.
Yeah. You know? And it might remember the feeling of being burnt.
Yep. Not for long,
with hydrocarbons. Yeah. Anyway, we shouldn't be doing that. Fuck that thing.
Absolutely not.
Don't do it.
Smash the smash.
Lucy, what have you been thinking about smashing with a lead pipe?
I got a list too. Just a short list. Like, straight up, the alien Romulus tall guy, who I learnt the other day, is like a guy. Like a man played that guy. Have you seen this thing?
I haven't seen Alien Romulus.
Just look up, like, Alien Romulus hybrid, maybe?
The hybrids are always the nastiest.
He's fucked up looking, and it also turns out he's just played by, like, a 7-foot guy.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Have you seen footage? Because he was a basketball player, right?
Yeah, he's like a basketball player.
Have you seen footage of him playing basketball?
No.
Now, I don't want to body shame anyone, but...
Sure.
Watching this guy, so Romanian basketball player Robert Bobrovsky, I believe. And if you look at footage of this dude playing, it's apart from being like kind of unnerving because he's like so much. He's 2.31 meters tall.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Everything is sort of longer than you'd expect.
Yeah, and so he's got a real Slender Man vibe going because he's very thin and extremely long, and he's got a bit of that thing that like hyper tall people have, like you know, when they get like quote unquote giants to do pro wrestling, and it's like, yeah, this guy's really huge, isn't that physically imposing? And then he tries to like walk faster than a slow walk.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you're having trouble doing that.
Yeah, it seems like the body shouldn't have been made that tall. Like, it doesn't work properly anymore.
I mean, apparently it's great for like rebounds.
All right.
You know?
Anyway, that shots. Thing. Not the guy.
Not He's the guy.
Not body shaming. Clear. He's welcome to exist. Number two, obviously, a Cybertruck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
those things, yeah. Just bonk. Straight up garbage.
Yeah. Absolute bonk. It'd go straight in, I reckon.
Yep. Stay safe when you're hitting them, though, because it might just burst into flames.
Yeah. Thirdly, that comedian called Matt, who just does, like, crowd work. The, like, handsome Matt comedian. Reif? Yeah, that's the guy.
The pretty boy?
Oh, I'd love to just smash his head in. Like, just cave in his skull.
Never seen anyone happier to be conventionally attractive.
Yeah. You know? It's basically all he talks about. And he does crowd work. Shit sucks.
Oh, I don't like... Okay, so... You know, you were... Okay, so you're talking about Alien Romulus. This guy looks like the weird SpongeBob guys from Prometheus.
Yeah.
You know, the elder, like the elder race sort of dude?
Yeah, he looked it like looks, that. And I've only like seen that. Prometheus before Romulus. So I was trying to understand
insane. Let's talk
where
about
this
that.
All fits in.
Let's talk about that.
Nah.
So I don't reckon I've seen Prometheus properly. And I haven't seen Alien Covenant.
Okay. Which one have I seen?
I got a bloody
get
on it.
We need Ben here. What's the fifth one? The one after Resurrection?
The one after Resurrection.
How many is there?
That's Prometheus, right?
There's,
which is technically a prequel or whatever.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not including Alien versus Predator in those seven?
We are not including Alien versus Predator.
Okay.
It's so not nine, canon. Really. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Don't like him.
I would also like to hit Matt Reif sheerly for the like waves of smugness that emanate from him.
I've never seen someone so smug to just look like that. Number four, obviously, Mr. Beast. Oh. Don't know if we've covered this before.
Yeah.
But.
Look, we probably have, but it's worth reiterating, you know, kind of a terrifyingly influential presence in the world at this point.
Yeah. I don't like at the grocery store just behind the counter, like at my local Woolies, there's just a like stand of like Feastables with his fucking face on it.
Mm.
Yeah, he's in some sort of hot water, but I don't care enough to find out what it
he's
is.
He's
so.
In some kind of, or one of his producers, or.
Yeah.
I don't care enough.
No. Do not invest.
I just assume that he's a bad person. Like
as long as his line is going down, I'm happy.
Yeah, that makes me feel good. Last one for me, Sephora store.
Okay,
just take a pipe to that thing.
You just like to get in there and
all
just
the
whirl around.
All the mean gays that work in there too. You ladies, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, no, I'm looking at some like I can.
Oh, I can't go in there; it's way too bright.
I can kind of picture what one looks like, but I'm looking at some pictures online. That really does give you the inspiration you need to swing lead.
Yeah,
it's a lot of like mirrored surfaces,
a lot of mirrored stuff,
a lot of
makeup
shelves,
palettes, shelves,
smashables.
Like I get. Maybe powders. I sort of get that, like, because it's a makeup store, you would maybe want to, like, test stuff and clearly see what it was like on you as though you were perhaps looking, you know, into a ring light kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just generally speaking, I do not want my retail stores brightly lit. It makes me feel bad.
Yeah, it's nasty.
It's unpleasant. I've been into a few places lately where I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing in here? I went to a new Daiso opened up near us.
Mm.
That is a bright store.
It is a bright store.
It is a bright store, and I think it wasn't helped by the fact that like I had had a cold, like or a bit of flu or something the day before. I was saying to you guys, I'd stayed home from work and went into this place on the Saturday. But Lucy, you'll know what I'm talking about. Where because I'd had this like head cold thing. My sinuses were all angry, which was making me feel like migrainy. And then we went into this store with like way too many people in it, and it was just bright as fuck. And I was like, wow, I found the perfectly wrong place for myself to be today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is nasty.
Look, I hate to get political.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I hate to get political, but up top, I've got J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
One of the most uniquely unlikable, Rizless presences.
Yeah, just to ever a completely be unlikable us. Being.
It's actually fucking wild that they found somebody like to run with Donald Trump, who is like way less capable of having a normal conversation.
Yeah. Than
Donald Trump.
They could have just picked anyone.
Could have picked anyone. Anyone at all. Like a small town sheriff or something. Right? Yeah. Like it could have been anyone except this guy. Like, and it's so weird the pairing as well, because you have to have the feeling that Trump hates nerds.
Yeah. Right? Like he's like a jock.
In his soul, Donald Trump's a jock. His purpose is to bully dweebs into submission.
Mm-hmm.
And that guy is a dweeb. Yeah.
Just a juiceless, rizzless dweeb.
Got lined up with a Thiel-backed podcast guest.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
It's not good.
Bad vibe.
We're on a similar track here, but for kind of a different set of reasons, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I was going to say RFK.
I feel like he would kind of, if you hit him with a big pipe, like he would just kind of crumble away.
Yeah.
You know?
Some stuff would come out, like some
like
dust.
Like a big old potato sack full of asbestos.
Yeah,
and for God's sake, if you are going to hit Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with a lead pipe,
yeah.
wear a mask. Serious PPE.
Yeah.
Like, I think you don't want to get like prion's disease when any of his stuff comes out and gets you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because that man, he's got his brain worms and has clearly committed like an untold number of unspeakable acts.
Oh yeah. He's done like hit and runs at least at a minimum.
The stuff that you find out about is all like, I thought it'd be
funny.
He'll
just tell you in a TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I stuck my hand in a dead bear's mouth into its brain.
Yeah.
Oh, for real? And that's
cool.
Yeah, let's see like the lips regular, twist this one.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a normal memory for you.
Oh, they think we're weird. They think we're weird.
And the thing I can't work out is like, no one's ever going to vote for this guy, right? Like, he has zero appeal. But
surely,
like, at no point did he realize that he has no prospects, and so all he's done is just to like show the entire world, "Hey, I'm a weird old dickhead." With brain worms. Very puzzling.
Let's see. I've also got here any creature, protected or otherwise, which tries to harm Ben while he's in Peru.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's just nice.
Protecting well, it had friends. Me thinking about like Peruvian cryptids.
Oh, they've got to have something cool, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Well, for example, we've got the Pishtaco. Which is a mythological boogeyman figure in the Andes region of South America, particularly in Peru and Bolivia. An evil humanoid creature, often a foreigner and often a white man.
Really?
What if Ben's the Pishtaco?
What's it called? Pishtaco.
Pishtaco.
Which sounds delicious if you just kind of say it fast. You're not really listening to yourself.
I love a Pishtaco.
You know? Can I get some lime for my Pishtaco?
Oh, this guy looks kind of fucked up.
Character is often shown as extremely pale, hyper-masculine, and sometimes brandishing extremely flashy cars or modern technology of the time.
Oh, so he's just kind of a modern villain.
Primarily, his method of killing is stealing his victim's body fat for various cannibalistic purposes or cutting them up and selling their flesh as fried chicharrones.
Ooh.
You guys getting all of the shots from Supernatural?
Yeah. It's like a lady Pishtaco.
Yeah. What if the Pishtaco was a big one?
Interesting. She's really, it's like she's inhaling some kind of like...
Spine? Who knows? What's going on?
She's enjoying herself.
None of us have ever or will ever watch Supernatural, so...
No.
It seems like there's also a lot of Peruvian cryptids that are just like extra large versions of animals that are found in the cloud forest.
Okay.
There's like a giant monkey that's just called like giant monkey.
Basic.
Scary all by itself though.
Yeah. There's some extra big cats, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's also the Runamula, a legend of the Peruvian Amazon. Runamula is, according to legend, a half-human and half-quadruped creature that rides through the villages in search of people who have improper behaviours.
Oh.
Oh. Like, send one of them to Canberra, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like Parliament House.
Clowns in Congress, you know? I'm going to say a toad from the 2023 Super Mario Brothers movie. I don't know if we've ever said that we're going to crush him before.
Fuck yeah, fuck toad.
Well, and not even like regular toad.
Mario's toad. Yeah, that guy sucks.
That toad with Keegan-Michael Key's pitched up voice. Don't like him.
Tired of his shtick. Like, oh, I'm a little mushroom guy. Like, fuck off.
You reckon he's got bones?
No. I think he's cartilage.
Because he's like a fungus.
I think like he is fungus, right? Like he's solid.
So you reckon he's
He doesn't have organs.
Yeah, maybe he's kind of terrible. You know when you like when you know when you get a mushroom and you
like a
you
portobello? Just, like, yeah.
Yeah. Split him from the bottom.
They're like you split the little stem out. Yeah, you could just
it come off so easy.
Yep.
Put it back on his body like a T-ball.
Just pop out his dick like that, I reckon. You're popping out the mushroom stalk.
Oh, no. And then you'll whack it. I've also got here on my list a Jawa from Star Wars.
Oh,
What's a Jawa? For those of us who...
What's a Jawa, this man just said, Lucy?
Jesus, what's a Jawa? Just have a peep at him.
All right, little guys in the hoods.
Little guy, you can't see his face.
Droid sellers.
He's very sus.
He's sus. Like he's doing like shoddy deals and stuff like that.
Womp. Yeah, you know.
I reckon. Yeah, I think it would feel like hitting like a Hessian sack.
Yeah,
with a little freak inside it. You know, probably be pretty good.
Yeah, it'd be a good feel.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that is exactly what they are. So.
I've also got on my list here that I want to hit with a lead pipe targeted individuals because I have been watching you and I am coming to get you. If you're listening to this show and believe yourself to be a targeted individual, are you familiar with these guys, Lucy?
No.
This is people on the internet who document all of the ways in which they are being... Well, it's like gang stalking.
Targeted individual.
Have you ever seen like people who are convinced they're being gang stalked?
Oh, this is like just a belief that they have.
Yeah, and sometimes if you're swiping away on TikTok and you get the kinds of videos I get, you'll get somebody's TikTok account where just they're like walking down the street in LA just like filming with their camera out in front of them on their phone. And if somebody's like walking past them on the footpath and then they sort of glance at this weird person holding their phone out in front of them and then they slow that down and play it back and say, see the way this person looked at me when they walked past?
So schizophrenics, yeah.
It's one of those government agents.
Like you know, someone that should receive medication, probably.
That's one of those podcasters who's been watching me.
Yeah, we have been.
I'm coming to get you.
We're coming. Ooh,
I'm bringing my pipe.
We got weapons.
You never know when I'm going to be hiding around the corner and I'm going to pop out. Wham! You know? Keep that in mind.
I'm not coming to get you. I'm more of a kind of Petri dish sort of smasher guy.
Kind of a Greek wedding Petri dish kind of guy.
Greek wedding Petri dish.
I'll tell you this right now. My real targeted individuals will know that Theo is lying to try to lull them into a false sense of security.
But
the reality is the three of us are triangulating your position, okay? You should be worried.
I don't think that I'm an important enough person to play such a part in someone's life. I think that
it doesn't have to be anyone.
I think that
like
when
the guy
camera
the
moves off me, I despawn. I am not, I am not being kept in memory.
Yeah. Theo's getting pop in when you first see him.
Hey, if you've got some time, you should play Hollow Knight.
Oh boy, here we go. That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, sorry.
Finally on my list is things that I don't think belong in the world and that I should take a pipe to. British Al Pacino.
Oh, that was... I can't believe I'd never seen that. I can't
apparently
stop thinking about it.
I think it might be from a short film that he was in, and there was a comment under the video that apparently he, this is a short film that he was in that for years he would only show to personal friends. So, if you, the listener, would like to hear the audio of Al Pacino playing a British character, here we go.
I swear to God, Ray, I look back again, they lengthened to 14s. I thought, everyone has gone mad. I said, everyone has gone mad.
Everyone has gone mad.
Everyone. I swear to God.
I don't even know, like, which one he's going for.
I'm reloading, you cockroaches.
Like, up there with one of the easiest accents, you know?
Like, I assume that there are just people who have, like, a thick enough regional accent. Because he's got, like...
I guess so, yeah.
Real kind of New Yorker accent, yeah? Is that what his deal is?
Do you reckon he's got to dig deeper, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying I wonder if some people, like... Because I feel like Australians are generally good at doing... accents for like, you know, you get a lot of Australians in American movies and shit like that, and Americans don't seem to have a problem with it, you know. Nobody's going, oh, I just couldn't stand that fucking movie because I had to listen to like Chris Hemsworth talking the whole time.
But Americans are doing British Axworths all the British time Axworths, you know. Crims Hemsworth.
Sometimes I'm watching a movie with an Australian actor in it, though, who is playing an American, and I go, Oh, you just heard that one. You catch the occasional, like, slightly too broad R in it or something, you know?
I just started watching The Boys because my the Plex server that I was watching Shogun on has gone offline. I've got to sort that out. And Carl Urban... plays a British guy, kind of like London, sort of broad London accent, and there's just that twinge in there of Australian New Zealand that like I just can't get past. It.
Yeah, it's something about I don't know enough about like dialect coaching type stuff.
Now, we don't know anything on this podcast.
No, just to be really clear, we don't know much of anything. But yeah, it's like when I'm watching somebody who's like talking about music theory stuff, you know, like sometimes I'll see a video of somebody singing along with something and it's saying like, oh, this is the part of the harmony that I'm doing, or like this scale or whatever. And I'm just like, it's funny, they sound like musical notes to me, you know. But you apparently... You're seeing behind the matrix of music. And I'm sure that's how it is for like dialect coaches and all that sort of shit. And I don't know enough to say what exactly it is that I'm hearing, because like broadly it's fine, but every now and then you hear like, you know,
it's just a vibe. It's vibes.
Yeah, a vowel that's too rounded out or something, and you go up.
Sometimes someone just looks Australian too. You know, you can look at a guy in a cheap horror film and you're like, oh, that guy's from Sydney.
Yeah, suddenly you see, like, Sam Worthington, you know?
Yeah.
And you go, hey, you're supposed to be getting out of a Falcon ute and doing some tiling in my house. Like, there's just some Australian actors who just have, like, and Elna says this and fucking, like, loves dudes in movies who have, like, tradie face.
Yeah, they've got tradie face. Like, Sam Worthington is just every guy. I've seen 100 of that guy, like, this week.
Sam Worthington is 1,000% tradie face, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like that's not a recognizable physiognomy to an American.
Yeah, Australian physiognomy. You know? Yeah.
Some people do look Australian. Some people be looking Dutch. And we keep an eye on them. I'll tell you that. We keep an eye on them. We monitor. We are monitoring Dutch people and targeted individuals in the following segment. Dutch Watch.
Everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Drake played a kid called Wheelchair Jimmy in Degrassi.
Was he?
Are you just learning about this?
I knew he was in Degrassi. I didn't know he was called Wheelchair Jimmy.
Well, he wasn't initially in a wheelchair. I think he gets catches a stray bullet in a shooting and then becomes Wheelchair Jimmy.
That's crazy.
It's kind of like that was kind of like his, you know, Bruce Wayne's parents getting shot in Crime Alley behind the theater, except it was
he's shot in a season four episode.
Yeah, so he got three and a bit seasons of not being Wheelchair Jimmy, unless they were calling him Wheelchair Jimmy the whole time, and everyone was like, "Why the fuck?" That? And then during season four, you're like, "Oh, I get it."
Yeah, didn't know that. Don't know much.
This comes to us from Dutch Review, rating being Dutch.
Dutch Review.
So is being Dutch any good or not?
Girls 12 and 14 set 7 fires across Dutch city because they were bored.
Yeah.
Hey.
I mean,
Brett Summer.
Yeah.
Two young girls have been arrested for arson after confessing to setting no less than 7 fires across the city of Alkmaar, causing one shop to burn down completely. Hey, what's the crime?
Yeah.
What is the crime?
What is the crime?
That's the big deal. If you don't like it, how about you entertain them?
Mm. Maybe it's because there's just not enough for like kids to do in Alkmaar, you know?
Yeah. If you're complaining, oh, my store got burnt down, are you out there providing a fulfilling experience for Dutch teens?
Yeah.
You know what I blame? I blame the loss of the third space.
Yes.
You know? For kids these days, you can't go out anywhere without people saying, oh, are you going to buy that? You know? And after a while, it's like, I don't have any money. I do have a lighter. You know?
I can afford a lighter.
And we're always telling kids, make your own fun.
We are always we're telling them to use their imaginations.
It's your imagination. Make things happen.
Yeah, only boring people get bored, you know?
That's right. That's right.
I was trying to think, like, what can we blame this on? But have we had a good moral panic in a while? Probably due for another one, right?
I feel like we're constantly having moral panics.
Yeah, but they're so short. Yeah. Like short, remember when there was like a good 5 years of South Park moral panic?
Yeah. What we got? Just got TikTok and Prime energy drinks, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm having a moral panic about I'm having a moral panic about nitrous.
Yeah.
Cuz I keep seeing these fucking videos online of young people in the States, and they have like it's the game has changed from when I was doing Nangs at too old an age. Where you had to get yourself the orders of the nitrous chargers to put in your like the nitrous bulbs to put in your whipped cream charger and gas it up into there and huff on that and then throw that one out into the big silver pile and get the next one and everything. I keep seeing these videos of very young people in the States with like medical sized tanks of nitrous.
No.
Right?
No.
I am
Without the limitation of a Nang,
I'm talking like, let's say, 2 to 4 times the size of a SodaStream SodaStream canister. And they're like branded. They say like Galaxy Gas on the side. And it's like a medical sized tank of nitrous with a twist top thing on top, like you would get on an Australian thing of tomato sauce or barbecue sauce, you know.
Yeah.
And you just twist it open, and I've seen videos of people like having conversations, and they're just taking pulls off it like it's a vape mid conversation.
On one hand, I'm horrified. On the other hand, I was like involuntarily licking my lips as he described.
Oh, it's something that makes me go, if that was around when I was doing that kind of stuff, I'd have way more brain damage than I have now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I saw somebody online saying hey, if you want to get really depressed, put in the name of a nitrous brand, like Galaxy Gas, one of these things, plus review on YouTube.
Are they like teenagers reviewing them?
No, like adults or whoever, except that like the person who's trying to review recreational nitrous is just like, so this one's pretty.
Oh, no.
And then there's just like a 30-second silence while they try to think of what the next word might be. Like, it's very absolutely cool. One of those substances where it's like you can see an extremely direct impact.
But kids don't drink much these days.
No, you know, they got that going for them.
I fried my brain as a teenager with alcohol, so.
The old-fashioned way.
Old-fashioned way, yeah.
But that's what I'm having a personal moral panic about.
That's fair.
With little to do during the school holidays, the vulnerable girls acted out of boredom, not targeted action, their lawyer Elwin Bosker tells NH. Vulnerable girls in scare quotes there. I'm wondering if that's just as much a reference to them being 12 and 14 years old.
Yeah, I mean, literally.
The Public Prosecution Service is holding the girls responsible for 7 fires across the city. The series started on the first floor of the City Center Library.
Hey, oh, a lot of burnable burn stuff in there. Library girls. Terrible, terrible.
Girls, don't.
This is how our stories are kept, girls.
Yeah, if you're going to try and easily burn some stuff, library, you know?
Yeah.
Followed by the McDonald's toilets.
Good place for a classic fire. Classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. HEMA. Don't know what that is.
All right.
The Groat Kirk.
Ah, the Groat Kirk.
Excuse Groat me? Kirk?
They set a fire at the Groat Kirk?
I thought he was in jail.
Groat Kirk.
It's a fucking church.
Oh, it's a church.
Bit naughty. Bit naughty.
Protestant, though. Said another one.
Yeah, the Great Church of St. James Church. Bit redundant. Yeah. Landmark Protestant church in The Hague, Netherlands. But it sounds like there might be more than one of them. Grote Kerk, all you must know before you go.
Oh, Grote's Kirk?
Yeah.
They've got Grote's Kirk over there.
The View Cinema, and then a tent in a Decathlon shop.
Real cute. Spread
just
of
fires.
Oh, it'd be very funny if they like, you know, if they had a display set up to look like a little outdoor camping scene.
Yeah, yeah. Just set up a little campfire.
Lit the little fire.
Make some s'mores.
I want to see what it was really like, you know, to be camping. While staff extinguished these fires in time, a clothing store in the Damar shopping center went up in flames. Fortunately, there were no fatalities. Yep.
That's good.
All right. Case closed.
The pair had a lighter between them as they both smoke. Ooh.
Ooh, that's naughty
kids. That's worse than the fires, girls.
Naughty kids.
You're 12 and 14. You're not meant to be smoking. Yeah. But they did not explain why they started setting fires. Alkmaar locals are understandably angry. Footage of the young girl's arrest is now circulating online, as well as rumors. You guys got any good rumors that could go with this?
Yeah. Sarah's a skank.
Yeah. Sarah's a skank.
I heard she's a hoe.
Maybe it's like a... fuck, what's the... maybe it's like a Heavenly Creatures situation. You guys ever seen that?
No, I should see
it. Don't think so.
You should. It's
yeah, hey, I'm looking at two right now.
Hey.
That's so sweet. Hey, you can't say that to Lucy. yeah, it's that old Peter Jackson movie about
it's a Peter Jackson one.
Yeah, about like it's like Kate Winslet and Melanie Linsky, both very young, and I believe it's based on a true story about two teenagers who just get like teenage mania and do a touch of murdering. You know, it's my understanding that teenage girls be getting the manias together.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah, totally.
Get a little caught up. A little caught up. And then next thing you know, you're burning down a store. You know?
Yeah.
Some believe the girls acted on orders.
From whom?
From nefarious podcasters.
Perhaps. Who are
watching you when you come in and out of your house.
Yeah.
Or the guy downstairs. Sorry, I'm talking about Satan.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah.
Get out of there. Or that they were put under pressure or were even following a TikTok challenge.
Like the TikTok arson challenge.
Like, I feel like
we'll tell you POV. Which moral panic to have
yeah.
when we hear more.
However, according to Boskmar, he has found no indications to substantiate any of these. Yes, they all sound very made up.
Yeah.
Kids doing the TikTok arson challenge.
Here's the thing about setting fires. It's fun.
Oh, it's so fun.
That's not a moral judgment. I'm just...
I used to love burning stuff.
I don't like it. Oh. I don't have the fire, Gene.
Really?
I feel like that's a male trait.
I agree, I think.
I'm not going to gender fire.
Oh, nothing like burning a plastic action figure or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it. The fire could hurt me.
Getting something with a... Or burning something with a magnifying glass. Classic. It's a classic for a reason, you know?
Absolutely.
Now I've got like a fireplace in my house, but it's not the same.
It's not the same. It's absolutely not the same thing.
We do fire pits out the back in winter. I've got a big burn on my hand from handling the wood.
Nice.
It's just
make you feel like a big man.
This comes with the territory.
You ever put anything fun in there, though, you know?
Oh, we did put like something like 3 or 4 cubic meters of mite-infested sugarcane mulch when the chickens got mites.
Oh, yeah. I hate it when that happens, man.
And the mites were everywhere and we had to burn them all, spraying
your chickens with stuff.
Yeah, it was beyond that. We did that to start off with and it didn't work. And then there was mites everywhere. And so we're like, all right, we've got to get rid of all of this. And you can't just throw it in your garden because now the mites are just in your garden. Insecticide doesn't work because they're not insects. They're arachnids, apparently.
Oh.
So the solution was to burn all of the mulch. So like, okay, we'll start a fire. It took me... No word of a lie, like 90 minutes of burning this mulch with mites crawling over my entire body.
Oh, that's so awful.
Like smoke just going in all of the neighbors' windows. Like, one guy like pops his head out like, hey, don't worry about me. Just burning some mite-infested mulch. It's like...
Oh, all those tiny screams? Don't worry about it.
Probably 45 more minutes maximum.
You better hope you're not living next door to a Jedi or anything. somebody ending thousands of lives out there?
Yeah. I don't think they got souls.
I reckon.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think mites are allowed in the kingdom of heaven.
No.
Yeah,
not
I
at
agree.
All.
I agree. I remember at our old house in Melbourne, like just one time trying to do that with a fire pit out the back where. I think I just like had a whole bunch of cardboard for some reason that had piled up and I was like, I'll simply burn it in my big fire.
It's a natural solution.
Yeah, ooh. I've cut it up into appropriately sized pieces and I'll simply burn it in my fire. And then you chuck like a couple of pieces of cardboard in there and they burn and immediately turn into like these big fucking flecks of sooty ash immediately get carried by the heat of the fire. And start like going fucking everywhere and all over you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and you, if you burn a little pile of stuff, like, doesn't all go away? There's just a bunch of shit there that is also turning into more awful stuff. And then you immediately say to yourself, oh, I couldn't possibly actually do this. That would be crazy. But my, my father-in-law was a farmer. For years, was like a dairy farmer for years in Victoria. And apparently, according to Eleanor, and you see this when you're driving past a farm in the country, someone will just have like a big bonfire going out the front where they're like, hey, I've rounded up all the trash from the farm.
Big pile of stuff.
Time to have a fire, you know? I've got some pallets. I've got some rotten fence posts. I've got some big plastic bags that... that my grain was in, all that kind of stuff. So, like, for some period of time after he stopped farming, that was still his way of, like, cleaning up, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, he'd come and visit sometimes the house we lived in Melbourne, and and like I would come in the front door from work and be like, "Where's your dad?" And someone would be like, "Oh, he's been out the back for a while," and you're like, "Oh no."
Oh,
and
Jesus.
And I have, I am not joking, gone out there to find him burning an entire mattress to get rid of it.
Think you should do that.
Not only think you should you not do that.
Anything. I don't think there's any way to get rid of mattresses. I don't think we've solved the getting rid of
mattresses. No, we haven't solved that problem yet. We make them.
Yeah,
we make them.
What if you don't want it anymore?
Not only should you not do that, but you definitely shouldn't do that in a very densely populated suburb.
No.
Like we lived in like a like an old sort of Melbourne weatherboard house, but like there was like a sort of thing of townhouses next to it. So there was like three houses crammed into this little space, and I'm just like, I wonder how long they've been getting blasted with toxic
just
smoke
toxic
for this afternoon
smoke.
Before I got home, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a bunch of stuff you used to burn where it's like, that's,
don't do that, man.
That's not how we're supposed to get rid
you
of
it. You can't
that
stuff. Breathe in anything.
It's all bad. He'd be lighting his cigarette off it, you know?
Mm.
With an investigation now underway, the 12-year-old suspect awaits a verdict on house arrest, while the 14-year-old remains in custody for at least 2 more weeks. Well, you've been pretty naughty, girls.
Like, that's pretty naughty. I wouldn't ordinarily be, like, pro-locking the kids up, but, like, they were super naughty.
Lighting 7 fires in a camping store, a church, the contemporary church, McDonald's, and a library. And the movies, you know?
And the come movies. On. Don't set yeah. fire in the movies.
You went around to all our best places and set them all on fire.
Yeah.
Why couldn't he set, like, why couldn't they set, like, a, I don't know.
Hungry Jack's.
A meth lab on fire.
Or that too.
Right? I'm not a Hungry Jack's hater. I'll go to bat for Hungry Jack's.
No, I like Hungry Jack's.
A
come
Whopper?
Around, Hungry Jack's.
I'm indifferent.
A Whopper is better.
The burgers are better.
A Whopper's better than whatever you're getting from McDonald's. Sorry. You know? That's, unless you're paying for some, like, enhanced Wagyu item.
Something's gone wrong in me. I can't eat fast food anymore. I'm like, I'm having this thought of going, like, I'm hungry. I should have a piece of fruit.
That's fucked up.
That's.
I think that's okay.
I'm never eating a piece of fruit. Like, never in my life. Nah. The other day, I ate a kiwi fruit, and I was like, I don't think I've eaten a kiwi fruit in, like, 8 years. I should do this more often. And then I didn't buy any more kiwi fruits.
Yeah, but you don't ever have the thought of going, like, maybe I should eat something that my body is going to appreciate.
I eat vegetables.
Put into it.
It's not eating a piece of fruit guy.
Yeah. I've reached an age where, like, my body speaks to me directly about this stuff.
It tells you things.
Yeah. Where, like, you know, when we went to Fiji last year or whenever it was, and we stayed at, like, a nice resort and everything was all good, but it was very clear that there was, like, extremely limited access to just, like, fresh vegetables and green stuff, you know?
Mm.
And we were there for a week, and by, like, halfway through the week, I was like, fuck, I would love, like, a heaping bowl of broccoli, you know?
Yeah.
I would just love to eat a massive pile of something green. And that was not the case for me for a very long time, but now, absolutely, I can, like, quite clearly hear my body going, man, we haven't had any of this for a couple of days, and I'm telling you, fucking get on it.
It is wild how stupid your body is for, like, the first 30 or 40 years of life.
Yeah, just stupid. Just doesn't want to eat anything good. So yeah, that's yucky, actually.
And completely unable to connect, like, events. Like, eating just chips for lunch.
So smart, yeah.
And being like, I can't live for a little while. I'm dehydrated. I've got a headache. I have no energy. How could this happen to me again?
Yeah.
Well, but then also your body suggests that the solution to some of these problems, like, for example, maybe you, like, ate out at a not very good restaurant and then you went out and got on the piss with your friends, you know, you had a kebab at 2 a.m., came home, maybe you woke up in the night to vomit. But then the next day, let's say at about 2 p.m., your body says to you, you know what would sort this out? A halal snack pack.
Yeah.
Mm. If you got a bunch of fried potatoes, mixed meats, cheese, chili sauce, garlic sauce, you know, that's a really going to put us right. Yeah.
Nothing too strong, just mid-strength.
Like a lager.
Mid-strength maybe beer a lager. And a HSP.
That would restore our vitality. Yeah. Your body says to you. It makes these wild claims.
It does.
You know what would be a really cool trick is if you eat a grilled burger and then vomit it into the drain.
I was catching up with a friend recently that I hadn't talked to in a while, and it makes me think of like him and this other guy that I used to hang out with back when, and one of these dudes was like the most casual vomiter that I have ever encountered.
Oh.
Like on a big night out, you could be like between venues, you know, you're stumbling around from one pub to the next kind of thing. And this guy could be like standing there leaning against a tree or a light post with one hand, other hand on the hip, be talking to you, and then when it's your turn to talk, just turn and calmly vomit. And then come back and just return to the conversation.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I did that when I went fishing with my in-laws.
Was that boat sickness though?
Like boat sickness?
Absolutely. You're not supposed to be out there. You're supposed to be on ground.
Yeah. That's what they're telling you.
Yeah. And they're just telling me something and I just kind of like look wistfully out at the ocean for a moment. Straight back to the conversation as if nothing had happened. You were saying?
Oh, that's so interesting.
That's so, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't suspect anything.
Oh, boy. Well, setting a series of venues and beloved institutions on fire, some, like the Dutch, might consider that a crime. It's time to look into crimes on Crime Watch.
Put down your weapon.
I've been getting some news stories from Tasmania lately, which is, it's really good. It's really good.
They got stuff happening down there?
Yeah, there's stuff happening down here. It's usually Crime Watch related. This is from Pulse Hobart. Angry Launceston man fined for ordering pizzas and gravel to neighbor's house.
Now, ideally, if I can get you to mix these up before you deliver them.
This is a classic. I like it. A Ravenswood man who ordered pizzas from three different outlets for his neighbor without paying has pleaded guilty to using a carriage service to harass another person. Launceston Magistrates Court heard that David Ross Moyes, 59, targeted his neighbour with the unpaid orders during a period of strained relations in 2019.
This does make me raise a question immediately, which is, what if he had paid for the pizza?
I think that is actually a funnier prank, is to pay for the pizzas.
Yeah, and it's just mystery pizzas. Yeah.
Well, the pizza comes and you go, I didn't order a pizza. And you got to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But also, you're just receiving a free pizza.
Yeah.
And like, that's the kind of prank that's going to get funnier, like, the more you do it, but just gradually turning up that dial, you know? If you're delivering, say, 12 pizzas a day to somebody's
house. Get like the novelty ones at Domino's, like the ones with the fucking like a Vegemite crust or whatever, you know.
Or like when the Ninja Turtles movie was out, and I think we got what they had the thing where it had like, you know, a bright green sauce all over all
over.
Yeah,
they had a SpongeBob one at Pizza Hut recently, a little yellow sauce. Fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. And like, I'm sure it probably tastes the same, but it doesn't make me want to eat it.
It doesn't.
Yeah, just make things normal.
Just make it normal style.
Just make it normal.
12 fluoro yellow pizzas a day.
As reported by the Examiner, the police prosecutor said the neighbour was home alone around 6 p.m. when a knock was heard at the door. Delivery driver from Domino's was standing there with an order under the name Matthew. About half an hour later, there was another knock. This time it was Pizza Hut, also under the name Matthew.
Mixing it up.
A third knock came about 40 minutes later with a delivery from Pizza Capers.
Yes. You guys got Pizza Capers?
Yeah. It's really funny to just order from three different pizza shops.
Oh, that's like he's doing a heist, you know? He's like he's just spreading it all around. He's managing his resources.
Because they're going to know they're not going to go back to the same place again.
They're not going to go back twice.
Yeah. Court heard you rate Pizza Capers?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you had Pizza Capers before?
I don't think I've had. I don't think we've got one around us.
It's all right.
Look, for the choices I have available to me, it's difficult to get a good, just where I am, it's difficult to get a good delivered, I don't know, even like a takeaway style pizza. And of course, there's fucking Domino's and Pizza Hut and all the dog shit ones. I'm saying I think Pizza Capers is like the better or best franchise pizza to me.
All right.
They put a lot more shit on the pizza, you know?
Yeah, okay. The court heard that the neighbor and her family suspected Moyes was behind the prank deliveries.
Yeah, he's contacted just crouched behind the window.
You could hear him giggling for sure.
And they contacted several pizza outlets in Launceston to prevent any more orders from arriving. Situation, that's smart.
That's thinking.
The situation escalated when a delivery of blue metal gravel arrived at the address, prompting the neighbor to confront Moyes at the local pub.
Yes.
He initially denied involvement, but a prepaid mobile phone he was carrying was later linked to the number that had made the calls to the pizza places and the landscape. He's got a burner phone
for pranking his neighbor. That's so good. Like, what I love about that is, like, that's going to make them so much more likely to punish you in court, right?
Yeah, like you, or maybe he's got a burner phone in general. Yeah.
It's like, it's premeditated prankery.
It's premeditated, yeah.
I just enjoy the thought that he's like, okay, first, gonna hit the pizza. Second, another pizza. Third,
gravel.
More pizza. Fourth, think it's gonna be more pizza, don't you? Check this out. Blue steel gravel.
Really random thing to order.
Or did he run out of like places to order pizza from?
And yeah, they were like, no.
What's the next logical thing I could have delivered to him?
Yeah, these are every pizza stores that exist on the South Coast.
Blue metal gravel? Is that what we said?
Blue metal gravel.
Crushed blue metal gravel. Okay.
Just some gravel,
I wonder how much he had delivered because...
Yeah, I'd love to know.
I can say from experience of moving like trailer loads of gravel and dirt and firewood and shit like that, a trailer load of stuff just dumped onto the ground is like, it's a whole thing to move.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? I was going to say, like, I'll just dump it. I won't be home. Just dump it in the driveway.
Just in the driveway. Yeah, yeah. It's fine.
If somebody, exactly.
I'll park on the street.
Pay you later.
If somebody comes and like dumps a couple of square meters of gravel into your driveway or whatever, and then you say, I didn't order that, they'd be like, okay, I guess that's some free gravel for you.
Free gravel for you, yeah.
Do you think like the Corkhill brothers are going to come back and pick up the gravel?
Yeah,
do you think they're going to be like, oh, for real, we'll get the shovels, we'll sort it out? Or are they going to say, hey, this gravel's on us?
Yeah.
And we're going home.
defense lawyer Grant Tucker said that a bad relationship existed with the neighbor, suspected they were responsible for throwing a brick at his property. Moyes was fined $1,500 and ordered to pay $1,041 in court costs.
$2,500. Yeah, that's all right. I mean, as far as
worth it,
could be.
Yeah.
Depending on what your overheads are. Did he have to pay for the pizzas?
Yeah, like, what about
It sounds like he didn't have to pay for the pizza. But who's delivering gravel?
Yeah.
You know, without
getting paid.
Yeah. So maybe he's down a couple of hundred bucks for the gravel. I think it would be way funnier to pay for the stuff. So it was definitely getting delivered.
Yeah.
Delivered all the way.
Put out a bit of capital to like to make the prank worth it. You know, it's going to pay dividends in the end.
I do want to know, though, if the newspaper kind of asked any questions about, like, maybe what he did to deserve it?
Yeah. It's like, things don't happen in a vacuum.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not hearing a lot of his side of the story.
Yeah, you're telling me this guy just woke up one morning, decided he had beef with his neighbor. It's pizza time.
Well, didn't it say that the neighbor allegedly threw a brick at his house?
Suspected him of throwing a brick at his house. So,
I assume
one of them was violent, you know?
I assume what they're talking about the pizza neighbor also being the brick neighbor.
Oh,
right?
Maybe. Unclear.
Because that's a little weird to go from throwing a brick at somebody's house.
Brick, you know what?
Like
that was
pizza to gravel.
Yeah.
That was a bit much. Sense. Yeah. Maybe we'll take it down a notch this time.
Take it down, yeah.
Pizza
funny
to gravel.
Funny pranks from now on.
Just funny stuff.
You're throwing the brick and being like, that didn't feel good.
Yeah.
Didn't
I don't
feel
good about that.
Having some regrets. At my neighbor's house. It's a bit
look within myself.
It's a little on the nose. Although, if you write a note and you tie that onto the brick, that kind of changes the vibe again.
Yeah.
You know?
True. Different purpose.
You parked me in, it says on the note. Like, what are you getting that mad about with your neighbor?
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff.
Plus, your shoes look shit.
I'm on record, as far as neighbors go, with what if we leave each other alone? You know? Societies are great
like
and everything.
I think it's good to leave each other alone.
Yeah, you don't want to get too chummy with a neighbor because then all of a sudden, like, it's a whole thing
every time
you pass each other.
And keep it somewhere in between. Okay. Pleasant hellos.
That's right. Respectful hellos.
Respectful hellos.
A little wave when you're driving home, you know?
Yeah.
That's what's up. That is also what's up is that that was an episode of the podcast.
That's what's up.
Porta Vista. That's what's up, you know?
Yeah.
We thank you for joining us for this bonus episode. We think it made you 15 to 20% more attractive that you subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glowing. Not smarter. Hotter, though.
Hotter.
Yeah, like, not completely different. It's not like a makeover or anything. It's not
like... it's just like, you're looking really good at the moment. Like, you're looking really healthy. Like, you're taking care of yourself.
Yeah. Did you change something about yourself? You did.
It's like you're in a romantic comedy and you just took out your high ponytail and shook out your head with one hand.
Yeah.
And whipped off the glasses with the other hand. And all of a sudden, like... It's still you, but we're seeing something new in you, and we like what we see.
Is that who I think it is?
Damn. I guess I just never really noticed, you know, what was in front of me the whole time. Mm. It's a beautiful podcast, listener. Thank you. We'll see you for the free episode. Bye.